new phase of the war. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. Ukrainian President Zelensky says Russia has launched the long-feared assault on the east.
A grim warning from Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. He says the Battle of Donbas is currently underway. Zelensky has long vowed to not give up an inch of Ukrainian territory.
No matter how many Russian troops are driven there, we will fight. We will defend ourselves, and we will do it every day.
Now, the focus will be in the east. That's where Russian-backed separatists have been fighting with Ukrainian forces for the past 8 years.
Fox's Jeff Paul in Lviv. Airline passengers cheering the news that a federal judge threw out the mask mandate for public transportation yesterday. The judge ruling the CDC overstepped its authority. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the mandate won't be in effect while the government considers its next step. Still,
the mask mandate should be in place and that it's safer for individuals who are flying to continue to wear masks. So we would say to anyone sitting out there, we'd recommend you wear masks on the airplane.
The ruling means transportation companies and authorities can decide their own mask policies. At least four major U.S. airlines immediately making masks optional. New York City's subway system says, though, riders must still mask up. Mid-April, and yet a nor'easter is stirring up snow, wind, and rain for parts of the East Coast.
For heavy snow, it's primarily interior New York at some elevation. So, you know, northern, central, southern tier of New York, also far northeastern Pennsylvania, that's where the winter storm warnings are. It's surrounded by a small ring of winter weather advisories, but that should avoid major cities.
Meteorologist David Roth with the National Weather Service. Flood watches also in effect from Delaware northward to southwest Connecticut. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
President Biden heads to a key battleground state today to tout infrastructure investments.
President Biden visits New Hampshire's Portsmouth Harbor today, giving a speech designed to highlight investments in the port and securing the supply chain. Federal spending is widening the harbor. New Hampshire is also shaping up to be a likely pivotal battleground in November, with Senate Democrat Maggie Hassan in a tough re-election campaign. President Biden travels to the Pacific Northwest later this week with stops in Seattle and Portland, Oregon. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Black Lives Matter protesters got into a shouting match with police in Pittsburgh. Images captured of the disturbance over the weekend show a black officer striking one of the protesters. A group of about 20-some activists gathered to protest the death of Jim Rogers, who died after being tasered by 8 police officers in October. COVID cases are on the rise in New York City, but leaders are not considering new mandates for now.
Mayor Eric Adams declining to commit to reimplementing mask and vaccine mandates, even though his own health department says they may be necessary. The health department says the mayor should consider reinstating mask mandates for schools and proof of vaccination for restaurants because the COVID risk level has reached medium. But Adams says hospitalizations and deaths are at a steady level, and he won't consider mandates unless those numbers go up. In New York, Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Small business owners are upset over a congressional proposal that would redirect unspent COVID money to provide $10 billion for the federal government's pandemic health response. That includes vaccines and therapeutics. And if you have not filed your 2021 tax returns by now, it is too late. Monday was the deadline. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.